who would have thought 10 or 20 years ago that we would be in a future where Google and Facebook were fucking us over on our personal information, Microsoft is championing open source software, and video game companies are the devil.
Yeah.
Like, how did this happen? Yeah. What happened to EA? You used to be cool.
The loot box thing.
You fucked it, Joe.
This went from your fault to Joe's fault. Very, very.
Well, it was my fault originally. The thing. It was my fault because I didn't actually come here to verify how it broke.
So,
which is my job.
Yeah.
What's up?
No, I'm just checking the levels.
Yeah, but that was an
those bars are pretty wiggly.
I have to boost them.
Recording.
I have to boost it on the thing, and I'm trying to make sure we don't have to boost it much.
Boost it,
I think
Morty.
The tendency is for us to all speak softly inside of a conference room so that nobody knows we're talking about dumb shit.
What are we
trying
to be?
I was trying to decide if I wanted to boost the input level or if it'd be better for us to speak at a regular level and just if someone has a problem with us, tell them to fuck off.
I don't really like the term soft sock because it sounds like something
better than shit sock, which is what we talked about last week.
Smart talk?
Gross.
Sit talk. Sit talk, everybody. Sit
talk. You throw it out the window?
No.
Shit talk.
Dang,
that does that.
That's gross.
That's something you do. It's
is
like,
this Kendrick here?
There's poop.
And Joe.
There's poop again. That poop again.
And there's Kyle.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
And then shit sock over here, Kevin.
Shit sock.
He's the shit socker.
I just got all of the Discord messages about what was happening.
Nice.
Nice.
I was looking around for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what happened?
I walked over to Copper and saw that it was booked by not Kyle for all the time, and there was no one in there.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I was trying to book it today.
That seems useful.
The room that we normally book is called Copper. It's a pretty cute little room, and it works pretty well.
Yeah, because there's only four people fit.
Yeah, and it's really close to where everybody but Joe works.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, Mike,
somebody had to get booked away for 6 hours today.
And I don't know who that
and
was.
Nobody's in there.
It was somebody not from our side of the building, I think, even. Which means now we're squatting in this room. Not squatting. We booked this room, which means someone wanting this room is going to go. It, like, it's this never-ending perpetual
thing. Also, there's a big pile of salespeople just literally right over there. Yeah. So, there, you might just hear sudden, like, loud shouting and clapping, because that's what salespeople do.
Yeah. Mm. So real-life office people. Real-life office problems.
We no longer do this on the commute. We do it during our job now.
Hey, we take a 30-minute break to record something we love.
All of us are allowed to do this.
Yeah. No one can stop us.
There's fucking video games in a room in our building. Yes.
And I spent all morning running around. I've only taken a break to pee and get coffee. I called a fluid transfer and then... That's it.
I had to move some fluids around. Now we're back.
Yeah, you know we got cycle fluids.
So I
that's probably bad.
Burp. Yeah, I know. That's what I was like, oh god.
Just fiddle with it now.
What?
What's up, guy?
It's a
nope.
Fucking...
It's gonna keep doing it. It's gonna keep doing it. Okay.
So, there was a thing that I saw today about people. Once again, freaking out about Epic and the Epic Game Launcher and stuff like that.
Freaking out about it or just hating on it?
Hate. There's a lot of hate, but it wasn't even towards the necessarily the game launcher. It was towards a company that's making this game called, Ottles?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this.
It's
Pokemon
mixed with Animal Crossing.
Yeah, no,
fun,
well, so, there was an article on this on YouTube that I just watched.
The Tube.
I was laughing. Yeah.
The Tube.
Jim Sterling, that guy. Like listening to him.
Jimmy
Sterling.
I don't
know who that is.
He can be
kind of
funny.
I don't care who that is.
He's an angry
that's
British
right.
guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Complains about video game stuff and right a lot of the time. But yeah, no, he went off on that. Mainly it was just they're mad at the developer because he's being a shit on the download page for his product on Epic's behalf because he's just like mocking people for being angry about the Epic launch.
Yeah, but the stupider part is that people are angry or death threatening him because they like decided to
go
exclusive with Epic.
Stupid.
And it's like, well, this game wouldn't be really like supported that well if it was just the two developers who made it originally. So they went and did what any business does and got support or backing from a company that's larger than them so they could continue to make a game.
Yeah, that's what Epic does.
And like the one developer was shitty on the comments page too, true, but like I'm shitty every day of my life.
Yeah,
and I
it's
don't
like
get death threats. So.
Yeah, that's insane.
Kendrick, got those yet?
That's an
Kendrick.
Insane
oh, they're
response.
In they're in the mail.
People, dude, people get fucking weird about that when they start sending out like death threats to like the video game developers for stupid
for choosing
fucking
a medium
reasons
that will continue their game, like
for making a business decision.
Yeah, all the other part was like that. I guess we talked about this for a second that the company that owns Epic is involved in some not very good practices, I guess, outside of the U.S.
Yeah.
And so
they're
like,
in a bunch of IP lawsuits in Korea.
And so, like, take that for what you will, but I don't think that those things necessarily translate very well. Where it's
even,
like, we're going to
even
attack
that,
this
like,
developer for
death
being
threats
on a
aren't
yeah.
necessary.
Are you really going to do that? Are we going to talk about the shit Valve has done? Like, are we really going to? Are we going to start picking that Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo?
All of you are gone.
Any Nintendo? I actually do want to talk about the Nintendo stuff.
Nintendo, well, until very recently, was sued the shit out of anybody who tried to like use their stuff or like. I mean, their game options, like when they are online stores, were always exclusively only super blessed by Nintendo and only allowed this super narrow
realm. True.
And then all of a sudden, Switch, they're like, you know what?
YouTube stuff.
Yeah,
like, a lot of YouTube stuff gets taken down by Nintendo all the time.
Oh, yeah. They hated people playing their games. But they changed. So you're going to continue to hold the gat against them the last 20 years?
Well,
and going after
we hold slavery against all white people. So.
Okay. So.
Don't we?
So this was Sitsock, everyone. Bye.
Bye. So I get so companies, game companies, right?
Nazis.
They're kind of crazy, I guess. And but that does I don't
it's
know if that
weird...
means that like everybody needs to like just like get their death threat folder out and like peruse it every time somebody does something.
It's a weird culture that like follows up and follows this religiously and gets very serious and dark about it. And it's like it's fucking video games.
I would like to propose a conspiracy theory.
Mm, sure. Okay, go for
there
it.
There aren't that many actual people.
You said conspiracy theories.
These are all done by a small number of nerds who have a lot of accounts and things.
Yeah.
And we forget that that doesn't actually matter.
I just feel like I thought it was the reaction was very like what are we calling them? Snowflakey? Like, but in the opposite way, where
neckbeardy?
You're like, I guess the exact opposite of a snowflake is a neckbeard, right?
I mean, in that same way that, like, it comes back around on itself, right?
Yeah. So, like, it was very, like, neckbeardy, and it was just like, it's like, I, like, lit the slightest of fuses.
Which
or,
happened
not
to
me,
greasy
but, like,
hair.
It's like,
neckbeard and Cheeto dust.
So, something on the complete opposite side is, as you guys know, I play a ton of phone games, and one of the games I play is ran by
that was a spreadsheet you were looking
at. It is a spreadsheet.
At.
See, it's got lines, numbers.
It's,
normally, you are.
They actually do
basically.
But so one of them is a company called Capital Games, and they have a subsidiary of EA. And so, you know, EA.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what happened was
that and loading the torches.
A lot of these games you can play on an emulator called BlueStacks, and BlueStacks is an Android emulator for your PC. So if you can do other things while you're playing, like your game, you don't have to sit on your phone. Whatever. It's weird. Let's not read into that too much. But there are ways in this Star Wars game to mod the in-game data while it's running in order for you to cheat. Right? And so what happened was EA released a press release for the game in the forums and said, we are doing these things to try to cut down on cheating and track cheating and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So from that point on, one of the community members who's a YouTube content creator decided that he was going to create an alternate account and use this app to cheat as long as he could before he got caught. And 3 months passed and he never got caught. And so he finally came out and said, this is what I've been doing for the last 3 months on this alternate account, not his like main account, because he didn't want to get banned, because that would be what would happen. And so he put a YouTube video out about how this app lets him cheat in this game.
And they said they're policing it, but they're not.
And they said they're policing it, but they're not. And then somebody else, another content creator, also was... This is concerning because people spend money in this game to have an advantage. And if you can just cheat, that means that all the
money
that they've spent is worthless.
Yeah.
And they're just basically taking your money and they don't care about anything.
Well, it's EA, so that was already
true. So another content creator actually covered that because he wanted it to... There's this really weird thing where, like, you don't want people to know that there's cheating because you don't want them to cheat. But you also want people to know that there's cheating so they can talk to EA about how there's cheating. So another content creator decided that he wanted to cover that YouTube video and talk about his feelings on it. The main one got banned, permabanned, on his main account for showing that.
Shit.
The second one got banned for 24 months, which in these games is a lot because if you don't play daily, you lose a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so one of the content creators literally got his like job taken away from him because he was making money on these videos, and now he's no longer able to cover them because he's got a permaban. So unless he figures something out.
Permaban on YouTube or permaban on the game?
He got
the game.
A copyright strike on his channel from YouTube, which is really bad.
That's a fucking problem. And
I can explain that legally in a second. But then he got his account, his main account banned, the one he'd spent thousands and thousands of dollars on. The community was like crazy, and then there's like so many takes on it, but it's just interesting to see like people's reactions, because EA from the perspective of EA, from the legalese, right, they are saying, here's the license agreement, you've broken it here and here, you cannot cheat, even if it is to show that you're cheating or that we're not tracking it or it's our fault, you can't cheat, so we're banning you. And then the other guy got his temp ban because he was, what is it, promoting the fact that someone else was showing cheating. Yep.
That's
so he got banned because it was in the ULA.
That's when, like, yes, you're in violation, but man, EA, you really got to worry about
your
image.
You're not wrong, Walter. Yeah. You're just
and
an
that's
asshole.
The other part. It's like there's so many people on Reddit who are, like, starting petitions, and, like, actually what they're doing is really interesting because they're asking for refunds from all the money they spent in the last 3 months from Apple and Google and getting it because they put in there that they spent money on the game. They're not tracking cheating. Yep. And I don't want my money to be in the game anymore because it's like because I paid for the advantage and Apple and I guess Google are like, cool, here's money.
Nice.
Here's your hundreds of dollars you spent the last few months.
It's kind of a weird positive note.
Really? Yeah. I just thought the stuff that was spiraling out of this was like, okay, someone, they're talking about cheating. We'll handle that. Every game has cheating. It's going
to
be there.
Yeah.
You have to fix it.
EA is like, we'll handle it. Proceeds to not handle it. And then this
caught.
Shit show happens, and it's like...
and handles
oh
it
my God.
Literally the worst possible way.
Yeah.
And then their response to it on the forums was something like, well, we have had a... They listed out what they were doing again, talking about like kind of the stuff that's happening and why these people... Not directly talking about them, but why they would ban them because it's in the ULA or whatever. And they were like, there's been a 30% uptick in catching cheaters. And it's because of people reporting cheaters.
Right.
Not their fucking metrics.
No, they have
it's in game. There's a thing that says report cheater. So if you like, but there's like, there's all these mechanisms in place in every other game that has feature parity with it that are like a replay battle system or to show you who fought who or things that are going to be like, that would allow you to know if someone's cheating if you weren't watching something. And they don't have any of these. And those are the simple things. You could just be like, just tell me who I just fought.
Is it anyone else who sees EA as just being run by guys with big long mustaches just sitting there twirling them trying to figure out where they can fuck people?
No, it's literally that.
It's
almost
really hard
literally
not to see
that.
I have a like. I could go on about EA in this game because this is like the second or third or fourth time that they've come down onto Capital Games, who was running this game just fine.
Yeah.
And has been like, you need to make more money. So they put in this event that only the top 1% could ever do, which pissed off the 99%, but the 1% spends thousands of dollars in the game, and the 99% spends the equivalent of 1%.
Yeah.
And it's like, all these subtle fuck-off justifications, but it's also about EA's bottom line.
Also,
is like what it really feels
when
like.
When we get to this point, I mean, who would have thought 10 or 20 years ago that we would be in a future where Google and Facebook were fucking us over on our personal information, Microsoft is championing open source software, and video game companies are the devil. Like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
What happened,
well,
EA?
This
you used to be
the
cool.
loot box thing, too. Like, there was a whole court case about loot boxes, but one of the things that EA filed a patent for was an algorithm that affects how a loot box drops things based off of how many times you've spent money on the loot box, or how many times you've opened a loot box. So basically, like, or it basically is a, it was a dynamic algorithm to affect loot box payout that you can change knobs on to be like, okay, they, every time they spin, turn this knob up, or if they're really close to getting to the next level, turn this knob down, or things like that. And they filed a patent for it, and it's like, why do you do this?
Why?
Like, if you could just hold off like a year. Like, wait till something dies down.
10 minutes before pissing
like,
everyone off.
Yeah,
again.
Like, it's like the little annoying kid that's at like a party, like an adult party that someone decided to bring, and he's just fucking shit up every 5 minutes. And you're like, EA, control your kid, okay? But anyway,
so,
I thought that was crazy. I was like, what
crazy.
The fuck is going on here?
So back on, so I'm getting super stoked for Borderlands 3.
Me too.
So, but there's this whole dilemma around it, right?
No.
It's got...
Not with anything but the PC.
With the PC, okay. So, yeah, Kyle's out because he'll buy it on the PlayStation. Right?
Yeah, I'm going to buy it on the PlayStation first because...
But the PC people either buy it on Epic right away or wait 6 months till it hits Steam.
How many in this room are going to buy it right away on Epic?
I'm not going to.
No.
Okay. So nobody is going to buy it on PC right away.
I might.
I don't have time to sink into it right now. When's it releasing? October?
September.
And I'm
September.
One of those guys who, I'm not getting Epic. I'm not doing
it. I have Epic. It's on there. It runs it.
Well,
I hate using it. But that's
buy. It's still supporting Epic. So, like,
I don't
launcher
mind.
Being it's aside.
I
don't
care
okay,
about where my money goes. I just hate using the Epic launcher.
And
I hate
that's
where
I
am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're garbage. They didn't do a very good job, and they're doing nothing to actually update it or fix it.
And I have so many things in Steam, I don't mind adding more to it. Plus, I'm probably not going to buy it when it comes onto Steam right away either.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Kendrick's position is that he doesn't have time, and he doesn't really
I'll
care
probably
about
buy it when it's
launcher.
On sale.
Yours is you don't want to use another launcher.
I just don't. It's like I don't like using theirs. Like it's the same complaint I had about Origin. I hated using
Origin.
Origin
was such a resource. Origin was the one that we had to use for Division, right?
Yeah. Yes. And like, yeah, Fair Epic's ways. Isn't much better. They're basically a Fortnite platform. And then, disregarding any of the actual controversy around them, I just think that they're fucking terrible.
Their interface sucks.
Just everything. So it's I don't want to deal with it. So if it's going to be there first, I'm going to wait until the rest of you guys fucking get it on Steam, and then we'll all play together, because that's the only way I'm really going to play it anymore.
Yeah. And Epic, like the Epic launcher reminds me of the first Steam, like when it first came out, and it sucked.
When it was garbage.
It's very feature light, and there's a lot of things that they're working on, but it's so slowly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that they're not making any improvements.
It's like a lot of things. Like, what's your solve here? Why would I use you instead of Steam?
Because
Steam does everything I needed to
do. Because you
want to
play the games that are only on that platform.
That's, right. Yeah, that's
so that is the same reason you buy an Xbox instead of a PlayStation.
And that is
which also doesn't affect us because...
Yeah.
And with more and more games being multi-platform and fewer games being exclusives, I think it's getting dumber and dumber to do this vendor lock-in
crap. Except for the Switch. Which has almost exclusively exclusive games.
Is the only one with exclusives anymore, yeah.
And also all the games that you'd buy on Steam.
Yeah. God damn it,
Nintendo.
Somehow Nintendo did manage to out-Steam Steam a little bit, which is impressive.
And then the Switch just got its first MMO, which is DC Universe Online. And that blows my mind because I never thought that I would be playing like a WoW clone on a portable console.
Like a console.
And
it's not just a portable console. It's everything.
I don't know.
I'm
going to
be buying
it
the day it comes out on PlayStation.
Well, you didn't ask Kevin.
I know. I was going in a fucking actual circle.
You don't count as people.
Okay, I'm sorry, Kevin. What are you going to do?
I don't know, because Megan and I really both want to play it. And I don't know if we want to wait. I'm not sure. Because I want to start it. But
here's the thing, Kevin. Is like, this is a legitimate question.
If we talk over each other, you can't actually hear shit on the recording, by
if
the way.
If you buy it on the Epic platform, can you play it with someone who has it on Steam?
Yeah.
Is it cross-platform one? It
should be.
You think so?
How are they going to handle that?
Oh, you don't mean cross-platform, though.
I mean,
you mean PC is its own platform, regardless of the launcher.
Right, well, right. So
in most cases.
Because you use the Steam multiplayer, right? So that's the Steam.
Is that different?
It won't be as easy.
Yeah.
So, like, with Steam, they make it handy, and you just say, join game, and you jump in, and you're in. But with other platforms, we played... Adam and I played something together, and I had it on Uplay, and he had it on Steam, and we were able to join each other.
Okay. So it depends on whether they choose to do
it. The Borderlands traditionally has had an in-game
support,
meaning you can join people's games in-game. But like on the PlayStation, when I play, like I can join someone's game from the like party I'm in or something like that as well. So
if we can't, I will definitely wait, because we're going to want to play it with you guys eventually, like on the PC and stuff, you know?
That's primarily
hopefully,
my concern.
What I'm thinking is what'll happen is we'll just get distracted by Switch games for 6 months and then come back around to it later.
My thing is I also expect it to be broken on launch day, because that's just what I expect video games to be anymore.
That's interesting to me, because like my perspective on that is mostly from an MMO perspective, which broken in an MMO is actually like in most cases like detrimentally unplayable, because you're like playing against other people.
Yeah.
And broken in like Skyrim, doesn't that mean you just like usually don't do the quest?
I mean, I'm just saying every time I don't buy launch titles at launch because I expect them to be broken in some fashion.
Okay.
Well, Evolve was a fine example on that one. Yeah. Well, Evolve is an example of a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about how many day one patches are there. When I bought the PlayStation 4. First thing I did was I took it home. All right, I have to install system updates. I figured that the system's been out for a couple years. There's updates. Okay, buy a brand new game that came out that month. I can't remember what it was, Battlefront maybe. Put it in. Okay, let's install the game. Okay, I haven't bought a console since the Wii, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, install the game. That's weird. That's like a computer where I would install the software, right?
But then you still can't play it with a
then
game,
it installed.
Which is annoying.
Yeah.
And then it said, I have to install updates. Well, why didn't you just do that while I was in? Okay, so it had like 2 gigs of updates to install, and it had come out that month.
Yeah.
And it was like, so I'm of the assumption now that when a game comes out, it's just got updates. Unless it's on the Switch, where it just gives you a high five and a hand job while it downloads everything and it's done. It's just, but I, yeah, so I'm assuming if a game comes out day one, it's going to be not necessarily unplayable, but fundamentally broken, and then they'll fix it within the first month.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I'd worry about being broken is multiplayer. If I can't like log in and play with people, that's going to be like the
I'm sure they rush their QA, and there's going to be garbage somewhere. And
it always happens to like the first day. The servers get super overloaded, and then they're like, oh, we didn't account for this.
I hate that. That's, as having been at like a first day MMO player a lot, that's my most annoying thing, because you're like queuing, and you're like,
waiting.
My buddy's playing.
Guys, Game Lift, it's Amazon. Fucking get on this shit, guys. It scales automatically.
Yeah, right? And, yeah. Well, the one thing I can remember from Borderlands that they actually had to patch before was how the conference call shotgun interacted with the B shield. Have you guys ever tried that stuff?
I remember that.
So the conference call was a legendary gun you could get, and what it does is it's a shotgun that shoots out, and then every so often it shoots sideways until the bullet
like dissipates.
Is done, right? And then the B said it's like a spike shield, but it's for your gun, so every time you shoot, it does an extra like 200% damage on the first shot, but it uses some of your shield, so it's only when you're fully charged that you get the 200% damage, right? But there was this combo you could do with certain characters where you could shoot the conference call, and the B propagated out to every one of the other shots, and so you could like kill like the world bosses in like minutes,
in
a few minutes instead of like
because
30
each
minutes.
Shot
because each shot has like 200% extra
damage.
And so they had to patch that because they're like, well, that wasn't the intent. The intent was the main shot has the extra damage, and the side shots are just side shots. It's like,
gotcha.
What the fuck, like. Who would even have done all of this stuff?
That's like people who break Munchkin, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I found if you take this one here and then you bring that one there, you can do this and then you're infinitely powerful.
I never grokked a game like that before. I've never really gotten it enough to the point where I was like, this thing would be broken. I should try it. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got to be.
It could have been an accident.
An accident at first. And then someone's like, whoa, and they figured it out. Mm-hmm. Or someone had one thing, some the other thing, I bet. You know, it's got to be discovery based. No one sat there and be like.
I would love to watch it though, like the process of like,
right?
Like, okay, like in these games, two people find teams and they're really crazy, and I'm like, I want to watch what they're doing. They're like, okay, maybe if I put this guy in, this one comes around.
They probably have spreadsheets like you.
That, my spreadsheets are useless, relative to theirs. How much time are we at?
Kind of at
22 minutes.
Okay. On the subject of like constantly updating games, I think it's kind of a weird transition from games moving from from console cartridges and CDs to like the online systems when like first Xbox Live came out and then like the PlayStation Plus, because back in the day, if you shipped a broken ass game,
you were ruined.
There was nothing to be done.
You were ruined.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. You could ship something with bugs and glitches, but you couldn't ship something that was fundamentally unplayable.
Game breaking.
Yeah,
you were ruined.
Yeah.
That was it.
Except for LJN, they managed to do that every goddamn time. There was an old Nintendo company there,
and a company that sold games for the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Not a Nintendo.
True.
Nintendo did a lot of QA work in their games.
Yeah, but with the ability to like back end update a video game and fix bugs on the fly and then upload it through the internet, you can get away with that. It's almost a trope of video games now that like you do buy a game and it's unplayable because they just they shipped it out and pushed it out to where they could meet a specific date set by stockholders, and then it's out there in the world, and then you fix it in post.
Yeah.
And it's like,
then you shipped it, so the marketing team can say, yep, we shipped it.
And it's like, cool, this is broken
and excluded.
Think
about the first consoles that had internet, like Sega Online. I never remember getting a patch for any game from Dreamcast.
They didn't have that yet.
And that's
what
I'm wondering, like,
games.
There was like, because Xbox, the first Xbox probably didn't have any either.
Not like the original Xbox.
The first ones
were
when you first started installing games.
So like PlayStation 3, like Xbox, what, 360.
360.
360.
Yeah. You were trying to remember
Xbox,
what it was called too. Yeah.
And the Wii had that.
Did the DS ever have that kind of stuff?
Not
really.
I don't think so.
We can't put Nintendo in here because
the 3DS.
Yeah,
because
Nintendo actually.
The 3DS
pauses.
Actually had game updates.
I think
and
the 3DS had installed games in it.
Yeah, the 3DS probably did. But the DS.
Yes, no, I've seen it. Someone showed me their game had version numbers. Basically, ask yourself the first time you saw a console video game with a version number on it.
Because
the version number on Super Mario. Super Mario Brothers
did they
is
have, like,
the.
Did they have, like. Fair enough. Did they have, like, second.
Oh, there's the clock. Clock.
Looks like we're done, folks.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk about this next time.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, have a good one.
Sitsock, whatever we were saying must not have been that important.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Well, I mean, it was over.
Well,